God. That's what he speaks to us. He speaks to us through the life of Christ in the Word of God. Some people say, I was spoken to by God, and they don't read their Bible. You may have someone speaking to you, but, and I'm not taking into account a lot of other things there, but it's true. If we're not reading the Scriptures, are we really hearing from God? So spend time in the Word. I always say that, but I say it again. Incline your ear and come to me. Not to me, come to God. Hear that your soul may live. And if your soul is living, then you should be bringing unity to the body of believers. Listening to God changes our listening with personal conversations. Matthew 17:5. Flip with me. I feel like I could go forever for this portion of things, but I won't do that with you all forever here. Just a little bit more. Bear with us. Matthew 17:5. We're getting there. 17:5. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Listen to Christ. Listen to the Savior. Listen to him. Learn and listen to Christ. Learning and listening through diligent study of the Scriptures will bring attentive, receptive, open guidance to true wisdom and bring about interpersonal relationships. Relationships are not going to go away. We all know in marriage, well, hopefully they don't go away, your spouse, but you need to build on your relationships. Your own children, as grandparents with grandchildren, still with your children, you're figuring out a different way of how you react and how you speak, and with children that are grown, gone out of the home with their own kids. Should I respond to these things? They're all different things that happen within us. The next one I'm going to go to is trust. I'm not going to go to it, but I just want to say it with you. Trust. Building trust takes time, and through our consistency of actions comes dependability. I want to say that once again. Building trust takes time, and through our consistency of actions comes dependability. So it's essential for us to secure a safe environment where individuals can be confident in safety to share personal information. This really goes into gossip and so many other things too. But as myself, when people share things with me, I want to keep it personal and with us, and so that they have the ability to share whatever they want. I know when we first got here, I said, yes, I may be a pastor. I may be an elder here. Yes, I may be that, and that is true. But it shouldn't make you say lies to me when you come to me or sit with me or when I get to know you. I'm not here to judge you and beat you down. You're not perfect in the things you do. Be yourself. That's what I want. And I mean, don't go all weird and with self-help stuff, but be yourself in the work that Christ is doing within you. And if you slip up and swear and say what we say is a swear in our culture, I'm not like, oh no. I don't know how long this conversation is going. Now I need to pounce on that. No. We're people. We're humans. I'm not saying that you should have a very foul mouth, but I'm saying I want to get to know you so that we can grow together in Christ. Amen. And I'm not here to poke at all the things that you don't do perfectly. Yeah, because we have lots of opinions. We think things. We have thoughts on others. And I want to say this again. So it's essential for us to secure a safe environment. This is just up here behind me. A safe environment where individuals can be confident in safety to share personal information. Are you that place for people? If not, please seek to do that. And if you're already doing it, grow more in it. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for the Scriptures, and I thank you for the abilities that you've given everyone as we go into song here today, and and just sing praises of you. And you are a good, good Father. And you are perfect in every way and everything that you do. Because you have always been and always will be. And I just look forward to the day when we are all with you, and just the many people that we will be there with, and the many ones who have been through the pains and weights of the world that will be there. Again, I know there's many that are dealing with hard situations in their life at this very moment in time. And I just love that Charlie brought up this morning, what a blessing, Father, that he brought up the scripture about not to worry about what you have, what you don't have. It's the Gentiles that worry about their finances and all these things, where they're going to live, their clothing. I find, Father, that that verse is just so huge. It seems so simple, but at the same time, it's so massive. Father, help us not to worry, not just within our finances or within our housing or our clothing, but not to worry about our relationships, not to let this weight upon us, these scriptures that were brought to us, but for these scriptures to encourage us and uplift us so that we know that we can trust you to bring words like the honeycomb. Help us to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to love our family. Help us to love our neighbor. Because as we grow in our relationship together, we will then be able to love our neighbor. We'll be able to bring truth to them with grace. And as we share the gospel, help us to trust it. Help us to trust you. What a blessing each one is here. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing.
Will you please rise with us again as we sing the closing song, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the will. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood, support me in the chafing flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
while we're still standing, let's partake of the dessert for us of a verse that I read earlier, Ephesians 2:14 to 16. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. Go in peace.